Jeff King, you're resting in Unalakleet, getting some food. How do you feel about where you are at this point?
Good. I'm glad I caught up with the leaders. I haven't seen them since ever in this race, so it was kind of, I'm thrilled to see that they're still here. Uh-huh. I think I'll get to see them now.
How long do you plan on taking your rest here?
I'm planning on leaving in after 2 hours.
And your dogs just came off plenty of rest off the Yukon River, so they must be moving pretty well?
They just ran from New Lotto this morning. Uh-huh. But I stopped, took an hour and a half break out there. And I'm going to give them a break here. And then I probably, we'll see what other people do, but I don't need a long break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you feel good about just giving them 2 hours here and heading up the coast then?
To Saktulik. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they came in here so strong. But still on my break. So, well, I know they know where we are. And
so do you see them perk up when you see that they know where we are?
Yeah, fun today. They remarked the trail because of the ice today. And I have a dog in lead that was here last year, but he wasn't in lead. He looked at it. I know he knew. That's the way we went last year. There's no trail there. And it was cool.
Yeah, so talk about the trail. There's not a lot of snow and flying over from Old Woman on down. It's pretty bare. And how did your dogs handle it? Was it okay?
Yeah, there's enough. The only challenging trail was this ice right here outside of town. That was just slipperier than hell. And any kind of slant to it at all, they lose, skitter around. That's exhausting for them. But the coming off of the burn and the gorge this year, this little bit of tundra was nothing.
Whereas before, maybe it would have been. How do you think you would have reacted?
I don't think it's that far off as what I've seen here before.
Yeah.
Just a ribbon of ice and snow in the tundra. Maybe a little less, but it isn't dramatic. So anyway, there's often not a lot of snow here. The probably as icy as I've ever seen it right here on outside of town.
So you're with the leaders. You're feeling good about that. You're heading up the coast, and the race has begun then.
Yeah, I'll be anxious to get a look at these people that have been in the race, but we've all had different schedules and strategies, and this is the first I've seen Allie and Martin.
Can I ask you this question? When you get to spots like this and you're looking at other teams and how they are looking and maybe sizing yourself up, what do you look for in the dogs and in how they're moving, or what exactly do you look for?
Oh, it isn't a science, but it's nice to, being dog people, we can tell a lot of how a dog's feeling by just looking at it. Tell if they're and it's not definitive, but it's still something. If you're a dog person, you just do. So we're looking at them, and I've been watching run times more than, because it's all I had to watch. Mm-hmm. And that's some information about people's teams that you can get via that way.
Anyone sticking out at this point? Besides you, I mean, your dogs seem to be running pretty well.
Yeah, a lot of good teams. And I think that I'm very glad I took my 24 in Ruby. And, if I had any doubt, I don't now. Because they're not more and tired, or they're faster and they're eating great and I'm rested. It just seemed like a real score.
Great. All right, well, thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Jeff King in Unalakleet, and reporting in Unalakleet, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.